SBS Radio.
Well, I can officially confirm, just got the figures. Victoria has reached 70.51% vaccination rate, double dosed right across the state.
That was Prime Minister Scott Morrison announcing Victoria reaching a new vaccination milestone, with the Delta variant still sweeping the world and Australia opening its international borders. There are signs we may have succeeded in countering vaccine misinformation as more and more people get vaccinated. Hello and welcome to a fourth and final episode of this four-part series podcasts from SBS on the vaccine rollout within African communities in Australia. My name is Hassan Jama. I am the executive producer for SBS Somali on SBS Radio. This podcast series will explore how cultural norms, race and religion help social media misinformation about COVID-19 and vaccines. We will discuss those issues with journalists and others who are at the forefront of addressing social media misinformation. It has been a long and arduous road to convince people of the benefits of the vaccines and dispel myths around COVID-19, particularly those from migrant background. Past experience, race and religious beliefs made the task of fighting social media misinformation harder for those on the front line to dispel myths and provide reliable information. Saeed Farah, aka Medale, a Melbourne-based YouTuber, was part of the campaign to raise awareness of the pandemic within the Somali community. His YouTube video of young Somali-Australian healthcare professionals pleading with members of the community to heed the public health advice was seen by thousands.
COVID-19 is real.
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Zamzam and I'm a paediatric intensive care nurse and one of the many Somali healthcare professionals working on the front lines during this pandemic. This message comes to you with great importance. We are wishing to advocate and inform our community of the risk that COVID poses to us.
As the pandemic spread to Australia, so did the misinformation and conspiracy theories, with social media becoming a source of information for many in the African community. And for some, the line between fake and facts were blurred. Cultural norms and traditions made the task of addressing misinformation hard for people like Farah. He says Somalis are a very tight-knit community, which normally is a good trait to have, but during the pandemic has become an impediment as people find it difficult to heed the public advice to keep their distance and to isolate.
Even when someone tested positive, some people had the tendency, or they felt like it was a good idea to go and visit them. So it was difficult to get people to stay away from each other.
Mr. Farah says when vaccines arrived in Australia, the fear of it was such that members of the community left the country to avoid being forced to vaccinate.
I actually know people that moved out or at least traveled overseas because they were afraid that they might be injected with the vaccine against their will.
Those who covered the pandemic and the vaccine rollout say past experience and race has always been part of the narrative to spread misinformation. At the start of the pandemic, when it hit countries like the United States, people started to falsely claimed that black people would not catch this disease. But when it emerged, African Americans were hardest hit. The misinformation shifted to claims of black people being targeted with this disease. David Chenko is the executive producer for SBS Dinka. He says to navigate a sea of misinformation, he had to come up with counter strategy and talk to people affected by the disease and health professionals as the fake news spread faster than the pandemic itself.
And that means talking to the patients, people who have actually been victim of COVID-19. The second part was also to talk to experts, also provide any other alternative, any available information from SBS and other sources.
As Mr. Chenko was fighting misinformation with reliable news about the pandemic and the vaccine, he tested positive to COVID-19 himself.
So there is that stress and the trauma of the story that you are telling, and sometimes very devastating. And I think as a journalist, I think that's what a lot of journalists struggle with.
He says misinformation delayed people to get vaccinated, and older cohorts of the community and women are most vulnerable to the conspiracy theories. Mr. Chenko says he has heard many outlandish and wild claims about the vaccine and the COVID-19. Among them, tea could cure COVID-19.
Drinking plain tea with only a tea leaf and no sugar, thinking that that will take corona away.
The false belief, if you have suffered disease back in Africa, you are immune to COVID-19, was also a narrative spread in the social media sphere, and reliance of traditional remedies to treat COVID-19. Frank Matau is producer for SBS Swahili. He says some religious leaders also discouraged people from getting vaccinated.
Some of the religious leaders tell them it's no good, you can't do that.
Mr. Matau says the best way to debunk vaccine myths and misinformation is to have a consistency messaging.
When we start this pandemic, sometimes you get this message, another one you get that message, another one you get a different message. So people get confused.
Dr. Wupje Tesfaye is research fellow at Canberra University. He says misinformation can be harmful and create a complacency behavior.
Misinformation, when we have information, መረጃ ከመስጠት አንጻር ሁለት
one of the contributing factors to this is the availability of unprecedented information. The inaccurate information presented by media, social media, politicians, influencers, and traditional medicine practitioners is another factor for misinformation. He says there are clear examples of wrong information killing people.
ኢራን ውስጥ አሁን ለምሳሌ በመቶዎች የሚቆጠሩ ሰዎች ሚታኖል የሚባለው የአልኮል አይነት በመጠቀም ህይወታቸውን ያጡበት
For example, in Iran, hundreds of people died after drinking methanol as a cure for coronavirus. Following President Trump's suggestion, hydrochloroquine as a magic drug, some people in the United States, Europe and Nigeria were influenced. Efforts to combat misinformation seem to have helped, with Australia now at 70% double dose rate. As lockdown eases across the country, life is progressing into new normal. Thank you for listening to this SBS podcast series. Find all the Pathway to Pandemic episodes at sbs.com.au/somali.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.